Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and today is an exciting day for us on the podcast. We are finishing the Gospel of Mark. Today we are in chapter 16, and then tomorrow we'll be moving on to the Gospel of Luke. So we have had a chance to get to know Jesus so far in Matthew and Mark, and we have seen Jesus' miracles. We've seen him have compassion on the crowds. We've seen him perform miracles like feeding 5,000, walking on water. We've heard his teaching. We've just experienced lots of different things with Jesus, his death and his resurrection. And so we've gotten to know him a little bit. I'm curious to see what your thoughts are. So if you would share with me kind of what's your thoughts on Jesus so far, what you've learned and what you've gained, and maybe something you didn't know before or something that maybe just stuck out to you this time reading the Gospels. So let's, without any further ado, move into Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they could embalm him. Very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" Then they looked up, saw that it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone, and walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in all white. They were completely taken aback, astonished. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, the one they nailed on the cross. He's been raised up. He's here no longer. You can see for yourself that the place is empty. Now, on your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there, exactly as he said." They got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming. Stunned, they said nothing to anyone. After rising from the dead, Jesus appeared early on Sunday morning to Mary Magdalene, whom he had delivered from 7 demons. She went to his former companions, now weeping and carrying on, and told them. When they heard her report that she had seen him alive and well, they didn't believe her. Later he appeared, but in a different form. Two of them walking out in the countryside, they went back and told the rest, but they weren't believed either. Still later, as 11 were eating supper, he appeared and took them to task most severely for their stubborn unbelief, refusing to believe those who had seen him raised up. Then he said, "Go into the world, go everywhere and announce the message of God's good news to one and all. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved. Whoever refuses to believe is damned. These are some of the signs that will accompany believers. They will throw out demons in my name. They will speak in new tongues. They will take snakes in their hands. They will drink poison and not be hurt. They will lay hands on the sick and make them well." Then the Master Jesus, after briefing them, was taken up to heaven, and he sat down beside God in the place of honor. And the disciples went everywhere preaching, the Master working right there with them, validating the message with indisputable evidence. So this last part, Mark 16, 9 through 20, it's in brackets. It's only contained in the later manuscripts, so we're not sure if it was part of the original Gospel of Mark or not, so that's why it's in brackets. The Bible was copied by scribes later on. That's how it was passed down. They didn't have copy machines like we have today or printing presses. They were handwriting and copying out the manuscript so we would have more to be able to pass around. It's thought that what happened with this section from 9 through 16 is that as one of the scribes was copying the manuscript, they felt that it needed an ending, much like Matthew's, and so they just added this part in. So that's kind of the thinking. I'm not exactly sure. It could have been a part of what Mark wrote, but it fits. It adds a nice flavor to the end of it. But the big takeaway for Mark is verse 5. They were completely taken aback, astonished. That is really my takeaway from the Gospel of Mark, is that people were astonished. They were taken aback at his teaching, his miracles. Everything about Jesus was just astonishing. He said, "Wow, this is the Son of God, and I want to follow him." That's what this gospel has made me feel, is that, wow, this is the Son of God, and I want to follow him. So I hope that you have come away with the same thinking, the same feeling, that you want to follow Jesus more and more each day. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us your word. Thank you for sending your Son. Thank you for letting us read this together in community. And Father, we thank you for the way that your Spirit works within us to help us to understand your word and for it to take action and take root in our lives so that we can live it out in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys back tomorrow.